Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, "Hey, why are you drunk at the temple?"
Yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough. Hi, I'm Kendra.
And I'm Anne.
And you're listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. We are a show for any couple who's struggling with infertility or miscarriage, or maybe you're walking through adoption. However God is building your family, we want to encourage you to cling to Christ along the way, because right. He is sufficient. He's enough. He is more than you need. And every week we have different stories of people with incredible journeys that blow my mind. And I'm always just amazed at all the, like, He never works the same way twice, but it's always good and amazing.
Oh, for sure. We've been blessed by all of our guests that we've had on, and I feel like I've learned so much. Mm-hmm. Today we have on a very special guest. If you're watching, you can see her sitting in here with us. Paige Curbo is on today, and we went from, like, not knowing each other at all to becoming very close in some special ways. And so we are glad to have Paige on today. She's going to talk a little bit about infertility and then a whole lot about a special baby boy in your life now. We're excited about that conversation.
And this is one of those crazy, like, there's a lot of great stories. This is one of these crazy stories that you're like, did that really happen?
Yeah. Yes, I get asked that a lot.
We're going to just jump right in.
That's right. So I told you we might start by you just, like, introducing yourself and your hubby just for a second, and then we'll get into the story.
Yes. So I'm Paige, and my husband, Chance. We have been married for almost 4 years. We do have a little boy, but I'll get to that in a little bit. And we did struggle with infertility for almost 2 years. We both knew that we both wanted children, so very early on we started trying to have a baby, and took a little bit longer than we thought. So it was one of those where we really just didn't know a lot about infertility. It's not really talked about a whole lot, which is why I'm thankful y'all do this podcast for sure, because it brings light to a lot of people who are struggling with that and a lot of couples who need that advice and help. But we basically struggled for, like I said, 2 years, started some medication, things like that. And it was just one of those where we grew a lot as a couple, but still, of course, definitely struggled with the loneliness aspect of it. And reached out to you, and you helped me through that a lot, just learning what to do for my body and things like that. That's
tell me about your, because I remember when you shared your story with me, just your personality, how you responded to the specific trials of infertility. Like, what is, you know, there's some women that are like, I'm cool, it's going to happen. And then there's some of us that are the planners.
Yes, I'm definitely a planner. And it was one of those where I was just, I questioned God a lot, just being honest of just, why is this not happening? I work for a local church, children's minister in the area. And so.
So you're with kids
all the time. Yes. And that was very hard. People popping out babies left and right. There was something in the water down there. And so it was definitely a hard time, but it was one of those where I could, I got to play with the babies and snuggle the babies on certain days. And so that helped my heart in ways, but it was also very much of like, Lord, why is this happening to me? Why is my body failing me? And my infertility, I wasn't diagnosed with a certain...
like a reason.
Yeah, there was no reason why.
That's the worst diagnosis ever. Unexplained infertility makes you want to punch him in the face.
It does, so bad. Absolutely. My doctor would come
in. Explain it to me, because it doesn't make sense.
Yes. My doctor came in, and she was like, your ultrasounds look good. And I'm like, this is not what I want to hear. And so that was a very hard thing to navigate. And just as a believer, you know God has a better plan, and you know... that there is a reason why this is happening. You're just not told that reason.
Right.
And so, like you said, I'm a planner and I need to know everything right now. So that was a hard thing to just kind of, like I said, navigate and understand. And I had to really just be okay with not knowing and not understanding. And so it was one of those, like I said, Chance and I just really got close together because he would very much reassure me of, hey, we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. The Lord's going to bless us. He's going to bless us in a way that we don't understand, but he's going to bless us.
And he was right.
And boy, did he do. He did. And so I guess we can kind of
jump into last summer.
Yes, last summer was definitely a big summer in our family. So, like I said, I'm a children's minister, so summer is a busy time anyway for us. And this year, or the last year, was definitely, I had two camps back to back, and we went to the first camp, and I was just talking to some of my chaperones, and the lesson or the theme of the overall camp was just having a trusting heart and loving God and letting go of our plans. And
ouch.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids, but here I am learning more than they are.
Yeah.
But, and it always happens that way. I always joke and tell my chaperones, you're going to learn more than the kids do. But yeah, so it was one of those, I was talking to him and I was like, I can't tell my kids to let go if I'm not willing to let go in one aspect of my life, because it was still very much my plan. I wanted to get pregnant and I wanted this to happen right now. And there was a way I wanted it to happen. And, you know, you plan all these things, baby shower themes and gender reveals and announcements and all this. And so not being able to do that, but always seeing somebody getting that opportunity before me was really, really hard. So fast forward to the end of the camp, the Lord and I just had a really real conversation. It was just like, Lord, I'm done. I was scheduled for surgery, to kind of do exploratory. Yes. And, it was one of those, I didn't really have a whole lot of peace about it, but it was, again, I was tired of not getting an answer and not knowing why.
And it's expensive.
It is, right. And so we just had decided the medicine wasn't working. We had tried for several months, and I don't like to wait. And so it was one of those, we were just going to do it. And but in that conversation with the Lord, I just was very real. And I was like, I know this is not what you want. This is what I want, and I'm just going to let go, and you're just going to have to guide it, because I'm tired of stressing about it. I'm tired of worrying about it.
And not that exploratory surgery is wrong, but it's wrong when you take control.
Absolutely.
Yeah. God's
yes,
like,
absolutely. Because there are times where it is needed.
Sure.
But it was just not at that time where I felt peace about it. And when you feel peace, you feel it. And so we...
when you don't, you don't.
You don't. So we... had that conversation, and again, Chance was not with me at this camp, so he had really no idea what was going on. And it was a back-to-back camp, so I came home one morning and left one afternoon for another camp, and the things you do when you don't have kids and keep yourself busy. And so we were driving down the highway, headed, and I had a bus full of third and fourth grade little girls, and they were all excited about spending the weekend away from mom and daddy. And I had one of my chaperones just make a casual comment in the back of just, hey, does anybody know of somebody that wants a baby? I have a birth mom that needs to get rid of a baby.
That never happened.
Never,
first of all.
Never, absolutely not. So I'm like driving and I'm like, what did you just say? And I just remember she had no idea of what we were going through. I was not very open with our journey, just to a few close people. But it was one of those where I didn't really like to share a lot about it, just because I felt like I was failing as a wife, and just felt like my body was failing me, which is not true. That's just what the enemy likes to tell you.
That's true.
In that. And so it was one of those where the comment was a joke in her mind, and she had no idea that it was going to lead to me asking more questions. But it was one of those, she had mentioned it was a private adoption, and Chance and I had always said if we were not able to have biological children, adoption would definitely be part of our story. We would be definitely open to that. But it was so expensive, and so it was one of those, the Lord's going to have to definitely call us to that, and going to have to provide in every way, because we just did not see us being able to do that financially. So trying to think, getting it all, not missing anything. We ended up going to the camp, didn't really ask much about it, but the Lord just really kept putting that baby in my heart. And I was like, okay, Lord, why is this? And I thought, well, maybe it's just, you know, one of those where private adoption is something we can do later on.
Look more into it.
Yeah, we can look into it, and it's definitely more cost efficient if you do it this way. And so I was like texting Chance. I'm like, hey, you know, if we don't ever get pregnant, this would be still an awesome thing for us to do later down the road. Still in my head, I was thinking I'm going to get pregnant at this point. And so we ended up going to sleep that night, didn't sleep at all. The Lord just definitely, like, waking me up, and just, I had the baby on my mind the whole night. And so that next morning I looked at her and I was like, okay, tell me what you know, because the Lord is definitely telling me to ask you this, and I don't know why. And so we had some downtime while the kids were off, and I just shared my story with her, and she was like, I had no idea. And I was like, and she just...
I'm sure you almost felt silly.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with what she does. It was one of those, like, she's going to think I am absolutely crazy. And so it was one of those where we ended up going to get coffee and telling her all about it. And she was like, okay, I'll find out everything we need to know. So fast forward a couple days later, we're on the way home from camp, and we end up, the friend of hers, it was really crazy how it's very far down the line that it's not a direct connection to her, of just how this all came to be. But got a phone call from her as I'm driving home with all the kids in the back. It's a little different because they're all asleep now because they didn't sleep the whole weekend before. And she is just, you know, going through all this thing. So she's telling me all this. Keep in mind that my husband still has no idea any of this is going on, and because he is on a trip as well. Yeah. And so there's a whole lot of, you know, catching him up. And it went from, you know, we have no idea about the baby, the birth mom, really, to the birth mom is 37 weeks. And
37 weeks.
Yes. And this is
any
baby.
Day.
Yes.
So baby is ready.
Yes. Baby number 6. So definitely ready to go. There had been some past drug use. And so it was one of those where we had no idea what we were getting into. And so it was one of those where I easily could have said, this is not for us. But it was just my heart. The Lord just put it on my heart, like, this is the baby. This is your baby.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay. So I called the birth adopted mom. She had her two other children. And so she was familiar with the birth mom. And we just had some conversations.
This is a mom who adopted other children from
her.
Moment.
Yes, yes. And so we'd had some conversations, and I was getting all this information lined up, because when my husband came home, I was going to have to explain every detail to him. And he's one of those people where I have to truly line up everything, because I know he's going to ask a lot of questions. And if I don't have the answers, it's going to be like, yeah, we're not going to do this. Yeah. So I was like, tell me everything I need to know. So he got home that night, went to a local Mexican restaurant to eat.
He had no idea what was coming.
And
dropped the chip in the salsa bowl.
Exactly. So I started telling him about this baby, and I was like, Chance, this is our baby. And, you know, and he looked at me, and I'm going to try not to cry when I say this, because it just gets me very emotional. But he just said, nothing is telling me no.
Wow. And that is so crazy.
Yeah. For him, it's the craziest thing ever, because he is also a planner, and he's very much I need to check things 3 or 4 times before we jump into something. And just to have him say, you know, nothing is telling me no, it was just that peace that the Lord had given both of us, not just me, but him as well. And so we knew, okay, so what do we do now? What's next? So we got up and we went to tell our parents. This was like at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Because y'all had to get things in the
Yeah, very quickly. And so it was one of those, like, we didn't really have time to waste. So we went to tell our parents, and it was one of those, you know, fun, exciting, where you think in adoption you don't get, you think you get robbed of a lot of things, of, you know, telling your parents you're expecting and, you know, doing that. But the Lord was just so gracious to give us the whole experience. in different ways, but different, but definitely getting to experience things that you would in a normal pregnancy. So it was just a God wink of, you know, he loves us and truly cares about the desires of our heart. And he knew how important it was for me to have that. And so just I learned a lot about the character of God and just how much he truly loves us and cares for us. And so we ended up getting everything in place. It went from, it was a Sunday night, and then the next Monday, the next Sunday, so a week, no, 2 weeks, excuse me, we took birth mom to the hospital. We had met her once before, and she agreed for us to adopt her little boy, and we at the time didn't know what he was, but went to the hospital. She had had some bleeding and things, so we were going to get her checked out and found out she was 3 centimeters dilated when we got there. And we were like, okay, we're having a baby. And so I'm calling my mom and my dad, and my husband's calling his family, and we're like, hey, we're spending the night and we're having a baby in the morning.
Crazy.
And so, and it was just that whole experience of the hospital. The nurses were absolutely phenomenal with us. It was a very awkward and weird situation if you look from the outside looking in, because you very rarely have adopted parents in the whole experience with this process. And so to have us there, we really weren't able to make a lot of decisions, but we were able to see how everything unfolded from the time that she came in to the time that we he was born.
Yeah, because y'all got to be in their room.
Absolutely.
That's unheard of almost.
So we both were able to see our little boy be born, and that's something I can't wait to tell him when he's old enough to understand everything. And
what's his name?
His name is James.
Okay.
And
he looks like y'all.
He does look like.
What does James mean?
James is a family name of ours, and so that was why. And then just the verse of every good and perfect gift comes from above. And so that was just a, you know, we don't care where he came from. It was just a matter of that he was ours. And so it was one of those where, he was born and he's just the perfect little baby, smiles constantly. And it's just, you see the love of God on his face. And so it was one of those, he was exactly what we needed. And perfect, healthy, miracle baby.
Even though there were drug problems, he had no problems.
Had no issues at all. He was actually born on drugs, and so it was one of those where we had to walk through the withdrawal process of that. And I did not realize what all that was going to entail. Again, had I been preparing for adoption, I probably would have Googled a lot of things because I'm definitely a Googler. And my husband my husband's like, don't do that. So it was definitely a good thing that I didn't have that time to, because you can hear some horror stories definitely of how the withdrawal process went. But even though he did have to go through that, it was one of those where the Lord was just gracious to make it very minimal. And you could just see the hand of God over the whole, his whole life, this whole process. And so that was really neat to like live out. Cause you think growing up, you know, you get to hear cool stories from other people, but to actually be in the middle of God's will and God's presence is just the most amazing thing. And something I hope he will always know about his life that he was.
I love that.
And so, I can't wait to tell him one day. It's going to be a fun and interesting story of how we got him. But
I want to go to one moment of obedience in your story that I think is so telling. So for those of you that don't know, the average cost of a private adoption is usually around $30,000. It can be up to $60,000. That is a ridiculous amount. That's not what you paid.
Yes, no, not at all.
Tell me how the Lord ended up providing that money for you all.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was just one of those where we did not have just, you know,
$30,000 hanging around in your back pocket.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we were able to, and our lawyer didn't cost near what she was one of those. She'd worked with this mom before. And so she had given us one of those where it was like, hey, this is
what you can expect. It's completely different. It's not through an agency. You're not paying fees.
No, absolutely not. And so it was just very much, we just paid her and that was it. And so it was definitely a like we said, the Lord was going to have to provide 100%, and He did from the very beginning, and still does, and you know, with
and
Him.
You said it was about the same cost as your exploratory surgery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I love, because you were obedient to the Lord to pause and put the brakes on that.
Yeah.
Something that you didn't feel peace. And in that obedience that maybe didn't make sense, because logically that seemed like the next step.
Right.
In your obedience, in what didn't make sense, God was already providing for you.
Absolutely.
For the plan that He had.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes. Like I said, I was telling them earlier, there's so much that I forget to, because the story is very, every detail the Lord took care of and the Lord was a part of. And it was just one of those where it was very a neat experience, but that was also part of how Ann and I became so close in that experience, because James and John Micah share a birthday. And so that was one of those where, although it was a tragic thing for you, it was very, I love to be able to connect with you in that way and how we were able to come close through that.
Yeah, and y'all, we were at the hospital together.
Yeah. And so we were able to really connect in that way. And so her and Will will always be connected to James. And
For sure.
We
have to keep up with him.
Yes, absolutely.
And then his adoption date is when you texted me and told me, hey, just letting you know, he's getting adopted October 30th.
Yeah.
That's John Micah's due date, or was John Micah's due date.
Yeah.
And so, it's sweet. And Will loves it that his name is James, because he was like, James and John were best friends in the Bible.
Yes.
just little, you call them Godwings.
Exactly.
I feel like that was your family, even though I didn't see y'all personally at the hospital. But our moms and even in-laws knew each other.
Right.
And so my family has just bragged on your family loving them at such an exciting time for y'all, hurting with our family at the same time. Because I've known your mother-in-law since I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, you know. And so it was just, you know, it's a happy sad, but definitely James is so worth celebrating.
Absolutely.
And there's so much that I think everybody can learn from your journey, even though, like, I wouldn't tell anybody, like, if you're struggling with infertility and considering adoption, then just wait for somebody in a van to mention a private adoption, and then it'll all happen.
Like, it very rarely happens.
Right. If you flip a coin a million trillion times, like, you're never going to have this crazy outcome.
Because you still had to step out in faith by saying, God, I do surrender that. Like, I don't feel like you're telling me to do the surgery right now. So that was still
the takeaway.
A part, you know. Do you want to share your news?
Yeah. So, again, stepping out on faith and trusting the Lord's plan, we are expecting another little boy.
What?
We found out 3 months after James was born that I was expecting. And so it was one of those where I was finding out and we had a baby crying in the next room. And so it was very like, okay, Lord, we're really going to trust you. We promise. And
I can't imagine all the feels at that moment. You know,
it was definitely a lot of shock and definitely happiness, but just really like, okay, we're going to do this. And, but again, like I said, another God wink is we're due on James and John Micah's birthday. And so it was just one of those where, the Lord is just confirming, I have a plan. And I'm going to take care of you.
And I'm sure the planner in you never would have planned to have two children.
Not. Like, two under one.
Yeah. Like, two under one.
Yes.
God in His sovereignty and His goodness knows that there's this amazing blessing for your family and James. And you probably never would have had him come into your life.
No.
Had you not gone through everything that you went through.
And that's what I tell a lot of people, you know, you ask why a lot in your infertility, and sometimes you never know that answer. But look, the Lord was just very gracious to give us the answer as to why we were not able to have a baby in that time. We would have never said yes to James, and we would have missed out on such a huge blessing that He is. So.
For sure. And I just can't get it. Like, the baby looks so much like
the amount of people that tell me he looks just like my husband is just kind of crazy. We just smile every time we hear it.
Oh, he's so sweet. And he's so good to hold him and to love on him. At first, I honestly didn't know how it would feel.
Absolutely.
Because John Micah should be his age.
Yeah.
But he's a blessing to my heart, even just keeping up with his little month-iversary or month birthdays, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
But y'all are definitely so sweet to us and just a blessing for us.
And
To our listeners, if you heard about all of those little God winks that she mentioned, I just want to say, like, you positioned your heart to be able to accept those God winks. Because if you have a mindset of being bitter of all the things that you want to happen a certain way, you're going to close doors for God to work in the unexpected.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't until you really opened your heart that, like, you're able to have all of those God winks.
Right.
An amazing moment. So to all our listeners,
quickly.
God's winking at you too. Not in a creepy way.
Yeah.
Very loving, appropriate God way. But he loves you, and I can't wait to see how your story ends. If you want to connect with us at hannahsheart@afa.net, we'd love to hear a little bit about your story.
For sure.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening.